between two or more lovers, between pleasure and pain, fear and trust, sex and love, power and money. From Fanny Hill to 50 Shades, our fantasies have hardly changed. It's only the contracts that are different.
Sarah Churchwell was reading her essay, which was the third in this week's series called Explaining the Explicit, which is a Waters Company production for BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow, at the same time, you can hear the poet Vicky Fever on her own journey through writing about sex in poetry.
In the run-up to Red Nose Day across the BBC, Radio 3 hands over the airwaves to Simon Russell Beale in the guise of five great Baroque composers.
I have heard all your Baroque shows, Bach,
lots of kids,
Lully.
If he is not careful, he's going to have an accident. Eating that ball on the ground so near his tootsies.
We should be so lucky.
Purcell.
Purcell.
Oh, whatever.
His Dido and Aeneas was particularly well regarded.
It's what?
It's an opera.
The Baroque through the eyes and ears of some of Britain's top comic talents. Beastly Baroque, part of Baroque Spring on Radio 3. Weekdays at 5:30 in Tune and throughout the day on Red Nose Day, this Friday the 15th of March.
Well, Red Nose Day is Friday, but let me give you a few highlights for tomorrow, Thursday, here on Radio 3. Rob Cowan's Essential Choice tomorrow at 11 is Vaughan Williams' 8th Symphony, conducted by Sir Mark Elder. The lunchtime concert from Belfast finds the Royal Quartet in Szymanowski and Camilla Tilling singing Schumann's Opus 39, Liederkreis. The afternoon opera is something of a rarity, Zampone's Ulisse all'Isola di Circe from 1650. That's at 2. But now on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Well, there's a classy way to start. I do always marvel at how precisely these players play together. Efren Lopez playing the lute and the hurdy-gurdy, presumably a little bit of multi-tracking going on. Stelios Petrakis playing the bowed lyra, and that's the music of Crete brought to life in a piece by him called Sibritos. Welcome to another night of Late Junction. Nikos Skalkotas also looked to his country's traditional music for inspiration. He orchestrated many Greek dances and also wrote pieces like this for piano. This is a dance piece written in the 1940s called Echo.
Sleep on, child, it is not quite day, for the moon has still to set. Oh, the lark, she will cry and bring down the morning to where you lie. But the lark has not risen yet. Oh, the lark has not risen yet. Sleep on, child, while the birds are still, and the cow, she sleeps in her stall. Meadow stands grey in this dew down moment before the day, and waits for the lark to call, and waits for the lark to sleep on, child, while the fields are still. They wait for your father's hand, but he will not go, and the sun will not shine, and the cock will not crow till the lark cries over the land. Till the lark cries over the land. Sleep on, child, and heed no sound, for your father may rise in the dark in his hand. Go drowsily down by the doorway to stand, waiting for the knock, waiting.
The aria from the Goldberg Variations, arranged by the violinist Dmitri Sitkovetsky, following on from Lorenda Ramu playing the piano music of Nikas Skolkotas, and also Jackie Oates singing the gentle Waiting for the Lark. And that's a new album of lullabies that Jackie's put together recently. It gets its official release next week. And Jackie Oates is going to be doing a lullabies tour in April. And she says she's going to precede all of her concerts with a lullaby workshop for 0 to 4-year-olds. Just hope everybody wakes up in time for the concert. Well, the stringed instrument here is a changai, which is an 8-stringed bowed harp from Georgia. It was recorded by Radio 3's World Roots team way up in the remote mountains of Svaneti. And this is a group called Rio, singing the kind of wild and rugged music that dates back thousands of years.
Thank you.
track from Ezekiel Hoenig's album called Folding In On Itself. It's one called Between Bridges, and that following on from the group Rio from Georgia. And that's just one of many great on-location recordings which you'll find from Radio 3's World Roots team on an album called World Roots On The Road. Now, this is a so-called text sound piece. This is a format that was popular amongst the avant-garde composers of the 60s and 70s, but also earlier, I guess, if you think of things like Kurt Schwitter's Ursonata, which was probably the earliest example. But this piece is by an American poet called Clark Coolidge, and as his source material, he took a recording of a radio presenter introducing a piece by John Cage. Coolidge seems to have objected to the fact that there was this spoken introduction to Cage's piece Variations 4 on the first commercial recording that was made of the piece. Coolidge saw it almost as a way of the record company apologising for the difficult music that was going to follow. So Coolidge took this spoken introduction, cut it up, reorganised it, looped it, and made something that I guess, in his opinion, was altogether more worthy of listening to.
In the grooves of this record is the sound of John Cage. John Cage, the avant-garde electronic composer, has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds, such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes presenting a silent sonata, designating the opening and closing of a movement by the act of opening and closing the keyboard cover on the piano, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water. Audience. Cage composes by chance, trying to bypass his own ego, taste, self, or whatever it might be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sounds, consensus, the slicing of a carrot, a collision on a street, the closing of a door, a concert. This album, Variations 4, is the recording of a concert given by John Cage and his associate David Tudor at the Feigen Palmer Art Gallery on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. The evening started with the electronic equipment distributed throughout the gallery in two separate rooms. Their body in each room was a complete sound unit, consisting of amplifiers, speakers, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. And you will hear many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd positions, such as the mic on the street in front of the entrance, so the sound of the traffic could be inserted into the system at will, consisting of a door. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John Cage or his associate in this project, David Tudor. Orders. The systems were actuated, and the sounds which you are about to witness were the object of the concert. Slicing of a cat closely, and you will hear the sounds of the audiences, as well as the tinkle of the glasses as the mic over the bar was in use. Microphone, records, and previous recorded tapes and radio broadcasts are mixed in during the concert. As this project was such an overwhelming success, Mr. Cage has again presented another concert in New York City at the Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall. Players, this time a continuation titled Variation 5, the traffic. The actuating of the sounds, however, were not personally controlled by Mr. Cage. Instead, he had a group of dancers under the direction of Merce Cunningham on stage, and as they danced about, their bodies interrupted many light beams, which in turn operated various electronic gadgetry producing the sound. As John Cage has said, audience, music is all around us, if only we had ears. There would be no need for concert halls if man could only learn to enjoy the sounds which envelop him. Adam's Apple, example, at 7th and Broadway at 4 p.m. on a rainy day. Now, in 5 seconds, you will be transported to the Los Angeles famed Art Row, La Cienega Boulevard, to the Feigen Palmer Gallery area, and the John Cage concert were not Variations 4, producing the sound. In the grooves of this record is the sound of John Cage. John Cage, the avant-garde electronic composer, has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds, such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes, previous recorded tape sonata, designating the opening and closing of a movement by the act of opening and closing a concert cover on the piano, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple, as a tinkle of the glows, if matter. Cage composes by continuation to bypass his own ego, taste, whatever it might be called, to create musical. As John Cage, Lincoln Center phones that record and mix Cage, which is a slicing of a, in this project, a collision on a, as this prop a door. This album, Action of Mercy 4, is the recording of a concert personally controlled by his associate David Tudor at the Feigen. Music is all around us on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. Systems were actual. The evening started with the electronic equipment. Their bodies gallery in two separate rooms with an operator. On each room was a complete sound radio broadcast, amplifiers, speakers, listen closely, radio tuners, the sound orders, mixers, and on. Many of the speakers and microphones they were in odd positions, such as the Mega Boulevard in front of the entrance, so that the sound consisting of a door inserted into the system at bunk on the street. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of his tape recorders or his associate on variations tutor. The systems were actuated, and such as the slicing of a cat were the object of the microphones were displayed electronically, and you will hear the sounds of the audiences as well of microphones that rooted in an odd bar was in use. Records and the evenings, as well as radio broadcasts, are made by Eugen Palmer, it might be called. As this project was such an overview separate room, Mr. Cage has again presented us record players, radio tuner, a center philharmonic hall. This time a continuation could be inserted in variation 5. On guard electronic audio of the sounds, however, were not personally controlled by and closing of a movement by the act of dancers on the direction of Los Angeles famed Art Roach, and as they danced about their bodies, Cage composes by beams, which in turn on a gadgetry been astounding audiences. As John Cage has said, variations opening and closing the keyboard, if only we had ears, non-musical sounds for concert halls, for Adam's apple and drinking a go, the sounds which envelop him. So now in 5 way at 4 p.m. on a rainy John Cage. So now in 5 seconds go, taste, sell, order to the Los Angeles famed Art Road, did various, the actuating of the sounds, however, in Palmer Gallery and the John producing the sound, on a call, variations 4.
That's pianist Hugh Warren and his piece Loopy, making the kind of use of the prepared piano at the beginning that I'm sure John Cage would have approved of. Before that was Clark Coolidge's attempt to make art out of the spoken introduction to John Cage's Variations 4. And that's just one of many text sound pieces that Coolidge created in the 1960s. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and now before a nice bit of Telemann, here is the Welsh jazz group Birim, reduced to a trio for this piece, and featuring Tim Harris on the bass, Mark O'Connor percussion, and the wonderful Kerry Rees-Matthews on flute.
Thank you.
playing of Marion Verbruggen with the 11th Fantasia in G for solo recorder by Telemann. And that's slotting in nicely with Radio 3's current focus on the Baroque period, the Baroque Spring, which will continue throughout March. Before that, you heard the Welsh group Birim and a piece called Trio. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. The traditional tune Rise Ye Lazy Fellow, as played by the fiddler Laura McColl and the flautist Callum Stewart. If you'd like details of that or, of course, anything else you hear on this programme, do drop us a line. late.junction@bbc.co.uk is our email address. Or, of course, you can have a look at the playlist which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website. We are heading towards some swirling dance tunes from Italy in a few minutes after a few tunes from Ireland. Reels played on the button accordion by James Keane, preceded here by a song sung by Gráinne Holland, who is singing in Irish, and this is a song all about a reckless drunk.
Farfleck a gastralic a shaman a hall, a shade on a grain, a gola to gray, a high hitch a shock, and a gola deal, and a gas not a chin yeller, bunny g yeller. Tall hitch, tell hitch, stammy, well, hell, you got hoot a salenia, hoot a salenia, don't on a gin, you got stone on a glen, you got stone on a grain, you don't on a grain, Nearly in Vanagorki, Nadulisha gum and Nakalini, Oga, shingle is paws, some rake, some malula shed and a shack and a bladder is prega, actrish kelter. Tall hitch, tell hitch, stammy, well, hell, you got hoot a salenia, hoot a salenia, don't on a gin, you got stone on a glen, you got stone on a grain, you don't on a grain, Is Talia is poor, is printer my lure, they don't know my grain, ya come hitchy bear, sabor, the gaslapi, a yanica tappy, a squishy branyet, a crack in the gerach. Tall hitchy, tell hitchy, stammy, well, hennica, hoot a salen, ya hoot a salen, ya don't know my grain, ya gaston on the glen, ya gaston on the grain, ya don't know my grain, ya. On a vadel yam rahas pavrabol ya watin, I'm sure an egg and skirsal hitchy kid for a howl, the are la louis la waddle, a halister train, we're not Hercules gregach. Tall hitchy, tell hitchy, stammy, well, hennica, hoot a salen, ya hoot a salen, ya don't know my grain, ya gaston on the glen, ya gaston on the grain, ya don't know my grain, ya. Ta don't alarm Mishkis of Bonnie Gollish, kiss Nalania Becky, Nalania Becky, Ta don't alarm Mishkis of Bonnie Gollish, kiss Napashia Becky, Napashia Becky. Tall hitchy, tell hitchy, stammy, well, hennica, hoot a salen, ya hoot a salen, ya don't on the grain, ya gaston on the glen, ya gaston on the grain, ya don't on the grain, ya. Parfleck a gasbrali a shaman a hall a shay don on a grain ya gola tu hrei ya chai hitchay shakten a gola di dan a gas not a tune yeller banu ji hiller tall hitchay tell hitchay stammy wa hell ya chute salen ya chute salen don on a grain ya gas don on a glen ya gas don on a grain ya don on a grain ya Nilian van a corky naru lisha gum and nakalinio, kashingle is possum, reki samali lisha and a shak and a bladder is prega, hatrish kelta, dolce, dolce, samu, a helica, hutisalenia, hutisalenia, tunnel nagen, you gustun on a glen, you gustun on a grain, you don't on a grain, ta tunnel or mishkis of any college, kiss nalania, becky, nalania, becky, ta tunnel or mishkis of any college, kiss napashia, becky, napashia, becky, dolce, dolce, samu, a helica, hutisalenia, hutisalenia, tunnel nagen, you gustun on a glen, you gustun on a grain, you don't on a grain, ya.
Pizzicato non ti lo dico, a dove pizzicato non ti lo dico, a abbia proprio bisogno di no marito, abbia proprio bisogno di no marito, ma mari vai tu, mari vegno, ma mari vai tu, mari vegno, mi sciuga in fuochi, io me ne torno, mi sciuga in fuochi, io me ne torno. Thank you.
The sound of southern Italy, Pizzica di San Mazzano, as sung by Enza Pagliara, with the accordionist Anton Giulio Galliandro, who also arranged that traditional song. The pizzica is Salento's take on the tarantella, which are those swirling dance tunes which were written to accompany spinning dances that were said to be a cure should you ever be unlucky enough to get bitten by a tarantula. This new album from Enza Pagliara is called Buona Crianza, and you'll find it on the label Anima Mundi. Prelude to the first suite for solo cello in G by Bach, played by the great Paul Tourtellier. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this beautiful motet is by Heinrich Schütz, who was born 100 years before Bach and is considered to be the most important predecessor to him when it comes to the history of German music. This is his funeral motet, Lord, now let thou thy servant depart in peace. It's sung by Vox Luminis.
Thank you.
Well, that's the sound of the Chinese sitar, which is a long-necked bowed lute. It's got one metal string and 10 other sympathetic ones. It's a good sound, isn't it? Played there by Stefan Mikus, who's long been collecting instruments from around the world and putting them to good use, most recently on an album called Panaya, which has been released on ECM. Before that, Vox Luminis with a funeral motet by Heinrich Schütz. Talking of metal strings, here's an instrument constructed out of an empty oil can, four curved wooden rods, and strings made from wire. It's called a gawashi, and it's played by Kalahari Bushman Ngube Gute.
Thank you. got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, don't know now what I'm gonna do. I'm going down to Louisiana, gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm going down to Louisiana, get me a mojo hand. Such a beautiful being, like a queen. She was crowned by her daddy. I was there. Oh, come on now.
There's Nicola Rupak's cut and splicing of Voodoo Blues, following on from the Kalahari's Ngube Gute playing the gwashi and singing a traditional song called I Wish to Be a Lucky Hunter. You'll find the playlist for this programme on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Follow the links from there. And of course, you can listen again there too to this programme for the next 7 days. Just a couple more to go tonight, starting with this from the guitarist Tom Jansen. He calls this his teabag rag. Thank you. Guitarist Tom Jansson and his Teabag Rag. I'm Verity Sharp. Good to have your company as ever. I'll be back at 11 o'clock tomorrow night and just leave you here with Caroline Herring's hard-hitting song, which tells the rather tragic story of a young boy who was killed in his bed by a boulder that struck his family's house in Virginia after it became dislodged by trucks which were driven illegally at night by men working on a mine. So this is the Black Mountain Lullaby by Caroline Herring. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Mountains of Wise County. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and another visit now to the 2012 BBC Proms in one of London's most cherished roundhouses, the Royal Albert Hall. This one with the Philharmonia Orchestra under the Finnish conductor Susanna Malki. Contemporary music is a speciality of hers, and in this concert they were joined by viola player Lawrence Power to play the fiendishly difficult solo part in Olga Neuwirth's richly elusive recent work, Remnants of Songs. After it, Malki and the Philharmonia in Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra. And here they are, first of all, in music tracing the doomed love of Verona's most romantic couple, a suite from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet.